Merci beaucoup, Madame.
Thank you very much, Madam Moderator. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, dear panellists, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honour for me as Commissioner for the African Union in charge of humanitarian health affairs and social development affairs to be involved in this significant panel, the adoption by the leaders of the African Union of the protocol is in itself an important stage in us combating statelessness continent-wide. This is a significant protocol and its legal framework provide answers to problems connected to the recognition of an exercise of the right to nationality and the eradication of statelessness. This protocol, ladies and gentlemen, must garner 15 ratification. And this is where the main challenge lies, which leads me to answer your question, Anita. It is urgent for us to disseminate and do advocacy with our member states for them to ratify and transpose into the national laws, domestic laws, the protocol I'm referring to as expeditiously as possible. To do this, we have put together a roadmap which stresses awareness raising, dissemination, and ensuring that our member states are fully aware of what the protocol contains. The aim also is, through this alliance, to involve our partners, get them to commit themselves to carry out this advocacy with our member states to achieve the ratifications we need. As a follow-up to the adoption of the protocol, we've also thought about the implementation of mechanisms that will give rise to the reduction of statelessness and eradicate statelessness. We intend to develop a model law on citizenship and to prevent statelessness continent-wide to help member states to harmonize their national laws with the content of the protocol. Normally, we organize continent-wide fora wherein we systematically include the issue of statelessness so that we can speed up the implementation of the policy to eradicate statelessness continent-wide. We will need means, financial means, to support this implementation, not forgetting the inclusion of this matter as being part and parcel of the main themes we deal with. Especially during the humanitarian symposium, for example, we organise every year, and since 2021, the issue of statelessness has been on that agenda. We also organise training programmes on humanitarian law, and we include the issue of statelessness and how to end it continent-wide on those agenda. Finally, for our member states, we felt it was important that we include stateless persons in the economic and social services and the systems, rather, and the services we provide to them and the opportunities we afford to them, economic opportunities. And we work to involve stateless persons in everything we do within the community.